Okay, let's unpack this. You know that feeling, right? Sort of drowning in emails, texts, voicemails. You're constantly jumping between apps.
Oh yeah, just trying to keep track.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And it grinds creativity down, doesn't it? For, well, any business really, small offices, big companies.
Totally, the busy work takes over.
But what if, those everyday chats, those messages, what if they could just sort of turn into actual tasks automatically?
That's the pitch.
That's the big promise behind Pipeline Navigator. It's this AI-powered platform. And that's what we're doing a deep dive on today.
Right. Next generation of customer engagement, I think they call it.
Yeah. So our mission for you listening is to really get under the hood, understand how this isn't just, another tool, how it might actually shift how businesses run things. We'll look at its automation, its values, which is interesting how it works, and crucially, how it scales, for all sorts of businesses.
Yeah, they list quite a few. Personal injury attorneys, HVAC, med spas.
Realty, dental, general offices,
Great.
franchises, even solar businesses. It's broad.
And what's really insightful, I think, is their core idea, this belief that, repetitive digital stuff shouldn't block human creativity.
Right. Let the AI handle the grunt work.
Basically, it's built by engineers, sure, but also productivity folks, people who really looked at where teams get stuck, get slowed down. They want to move teams faster, help them make smarter
You've
decisions.
nailed that challenge, that bottleneck. And that's exactly where Pipeline Navigator seems to kick things off. This idea of turning words into workflows. They're saying it automatically takes all those conversations, texts, Facebook messages, voicemails, emails, you name it, and turns them straight into tasks or leads, tickets, follow-ups.
Without anyone lifting a finger,
No
supposedly.
manual input. I mean, that's a massive claim, isn't
It
it?
is. And the insight there, it's not just that it does it, but why? They talk about automate without limits. It's about really streamlining things.
Getting rid of those hidden costs.
Exactly. The time wasted, the little errors people make because we're human, those bottlenecks that just slow everything down. Think about saving like hundreds of tiny manual steps every single day. What that adds up to.
And it's not just about speed, they say, but being smarter, too. This decisions made smarter thing, using AI insights.
Right.
How transparent is that? I mean, how does it actually help you understand your data faster, make confident calls, instead of just being a black box telling you what to do?
Yeah, that's a fair question. And it actually ties into their whole philosophy. They emphasize transparency. The AI isn't just spitting out answers, it's designed to show you patterns, anomalies in your communications.
Oh,
Things you might otherwise miss. So it's about giving you actionable intelligence, like maybe predicting which lead is about to go cold or seeing which customer group responds best to certain messages.
so you can adjust your strategy on the fly.
Precisely, proactively, not just reacting after the fact.
Okay, I see. So the big picture goal, it seems, is really focus on what matters most. Getting teams away from that manual busy work
Yeah, freeing up that energy.
so they can actually focus on, I don't know, innovation, growth, building real customer value. It's a pretty fundamental shift they're proposing.
It absolutely is a shift in mindset.
Which, yeah, brings us perfectly to the philosophy behind it all. They call it human automation. And it's built on some really interesting principles. First, collaboration first. The idea that automation should, help teamwork, not get in the way, make handoffs smoother.
Which is crucial, right? You don't want AI creating silos.
No, exactly. And then the core idea, human automation. They're very clear. The AI agents are there to support people, not replace them. To help them focus, be more creative. It's a tricky line to walk, though, isn't it?
It absolutely is. And that's where their other principles kind of slot in, like simplicity by design, making the tools intuitive, easy to use, reducing friction.
So you don't need a PhD to use it.
Hopefully not. And then critically for any AI system, continuous learning. The agents get better over time. They learn from your specific data, your interactions to get smarter faster.
Tailored to your business.
Exactly. And finally, trust and transparency. That's huge. Prioritizing privacy, being clear about how it works, explainability, and keeping the user in control.
Right.
If you zoom out, you see how these values explain their whole approach. AI as a partner, like you said, not just a replacement tool, which naturally raises the big question, okay, how does this human automation actually work, technically speaking?
Yeah, the million-dollar question. And the way they describe it, it sounds pretty slick. Talk to task in seconds. That's the tagline. Kicks off with engagement that gets things done. So the second a lead or a customer reaches out, could be a text, a Facebook message, even leaving a voicemail, Pipeline Navigator jumps in.
Instantly
translates it into the next step.
Right.
So, you know, no more crucial leads sitting in a voicemail inbox for hours.
Right. Okay. So it's not just like transcribing the voicemail.
No, it goes beyond that.
What's happening technically there is a pretty sophisticated natural language processing, NLP. It's not just picking out keywords. It's understanding the intent.
The meaning behind the words.
Exactly. So if someone texts, "Need to reschedule my appointment," the AI gets that the intent is to change a specific booking. It's not just recognizing the word reschedule.
Ah, okay. That makes sense.
And that allows for the next step. Instant action across every channel. Doesn't matter if it came via voicemail, text, Facebook, whatever. The words trigger an action in seconds. It cuts out that delay.
Which is often where things fall apart, right?
Right.
That gap between getting the message and acting on it.
Precisely. And then the third part is where it gets, well, really powerful. Conversations that do the work for you.
Meaning
when someone contacts you, the AI doesn't just like send back a canned response. It executes things.
Like what?
Well, take that busy dental office example. Patient texts to confirm. The AI doesn't just say, okay. It confirms it, marks it in the CRM.
Yeah.
You know, the customer relationship management system updates the calendar maybe. All in one go.
Wow.
Or someone asks about booking a new service, it could actually start that booking process or ping the right human team member with all the context ready to go.
So it's proactive. It's actually doing things based on the conversation.
That's the idea. Proactive problem solving, not just bouncing messages back and forth, keeping the business moving.
Okay. Understanding how it weaves conversations into actual workflows, that naturally makes you ask, right, is this only for massive companies? Or can, you know, smaller teams get in on this too?
Yeah, accessibility is key.
And the good news seems to be they've structured their plans to scale. They actually start with an essentials plan, which is free.
Free? What do you get for free?
Quite a bit, actually. An all-in-one CRM, pipeline management, seats for three team members, two-way SMS, email, social messaging, even basic automated workflows and reputation management. It's a solid starting point.
That's surprisingly generous for a free tier. So that's a baseline.
Right. And then as your business grows, the plans scale up. The paid tiers bring in more AI power, more team members.
Okay, so what's next?
There's the early stage plan. That's $397 a month. Plus, there's a one-time setup fee of $799. It's a done-for-you setup, DFY.
Meaning they configure it all for you.
Exactly. Get you set up properly. And with this plan, you get your first AI agent. Plus more team members, five, I think. And it adds unlimited lead qualifying, specific AI for SMS, web chat, even voice. You get an AI voice agent inbound and outbound with a US number.
Whoa, okay, voice AI too, and advanced follow-up stuff.
Yeah, automated follow-up for ghosted leads, forever follow-ups, email and social media marketing AI, a Google review responder, leads go straight into the CRM. Speed to lead, they call it.
Makes sense. There are per minute or per text costs too, right?
Yeah, for early stage, it's like zero hours, 15 cents, a voice minute, zero lows and 7 cents per SMS.
Okay.
And you get email and chat support.
Okay. And scaling up from there.
The growth stage.
Right.
That's $597 a month, same $709 setup. Now you get three AI agents, 10 team members, and it expands the AI across more channels, Facebook, Instagram, WhatsApp, direct messenger AI.
So true omnichannel AI.
Pretty much.
Oh.
And importantly, those per minute, per text costs drop. Voice goes down to $1.10 at $0 or $5, better rates for higher volume, plus Zoom support gets added.
Right, reflecting the scale. And then for the really big players.
That's the enterprise plan. Starts at $1,497 a month, and the done-for-you setup starts at $5,000. It's more custom. This gives you unlimited AI agents, 25 team members, standard, a dedicated account manager.
Ah, proper hand-holding.
Yeah, and deeper integrations like API support, Zapier connections, and the best rates voice at 0-9 SMS at 0-4 cents.
Okay, so it's a clear ladder from free essentials right up to full enterprise level AI integration. It lets businesses grow into it.
Exactly, a scalable path for automation. But okay, features and pricing aside, people listening are probably thinking about the practical stuff, like how does this actually fit with the tools I already use?
Yeah, the integration question. Always crucial.
Is it actually easy for my team to pick up?
Yeah.
And the big one, always, what about data security, privacy?
Absolutely. Those are like the top three practical hurdles. So integration-wise, they say it's built to connect smoothly with your existing CRM, your calendars, email, social media, the usual suspects.
Pull plays nice with others.
That's the goal. Work within your current setup, not force you to rip everything out.
Okay. and ease of use.
Well, for the customer interacting with it, it should be seamless. Just sending a text, leaving a voicemail like they normally would. For the team using the back end, the interface is designed to be intuitive. Minimal training needed, supposedly. You don't need to be a tech wizard.
Good to hear. And security.
They emphasize standard, strict protocols. Encryption for all communications, protecting sensitive info, role-based access so only authorized people see specific things, the usual best practices you'd expect.
Right. And if a business does decide to go for it, what about getting started? The onboarding? And what happens if something goes wrong later? Support.
Good questions. They offer that comprehensive done-for-you or DMY onboarding package we mentioned. That's the $799 one-time cost.
And that covers
full system setup, customized to your specific business needs, team training sessions, and then 30 days of pretty intensive support to make sure everything's running smoothly.
Get you over the initial hump.
Exactly. Then after those first 30 days, you've got choices for ongoing support. There's a managed services plan for $149 a month that gives you unlimited help for any issues that pop up.
Like a retainer?
Sort of. Or you can do pay-as-you-go support. That's $200 an hour. More flexible if you don't anticipate needing constant help.
Okay, so options depending on your needs and maybe your team's technical comfort level.
Right. It seems like they've tried to think through the practical journey of adopting this kind of tech.
Yeah, sounds like it. And, you know, the positive feedback they mention from industry leaders, that adds a bit of weight, too.
Yeah.
We saw those reviews praising things like sales acceleration, noting exceptional service, and the AI itself. And another for conversion optimization, highlighting their marketing know-how and AI resources.
Yeah, those aren't just generic, it's great comments. They point to specific results, which ties back to what we were saying about their values, right? Collaboration, transparency. It seems like the support and results align with that. It's not just about selling software. It's about making it work.
Delivers tangible results, as they say.
Exactly.
Okay, so let's try and sort of wrap this deep dive up. Pipeline Navigator.
Yeah.
It really positions itself as this AI solution that takes all that messy digital communication.
Which can be overwhelming.
Totally. Yeah. And turns it into clear, actionable tasks. The whole point, the core idea, seems to be freeing up human teams, getting them away from the repetitive stuff, the busy work.
So they can use their energy, their brain power.
For the important things, right. Innovation, strategy, building those customer relationships that actually matter. It's this vision where AI is a supporter, it learns, it helps teams work together better.
And understanding this, you know, for you listening, it hopefully shows the real-world ways AI can boost efficiency. Not just theoretically, but practically. Improving customer service, helping you make smarter decisions.
Yeah, it shows how these tools can really hit the bottom line, right? Operationally and in terms of productivity. Shifting focus to what actually grows the business.
Definitely.
So as we finish up, maybe here's something to chew on. Beyond just making things faster or more efficient right now, how could this widespread adoption of AI agents, like Pipeline Navigator, how could it fundamentally change things, like team structures, even how we define what productive work is?
That's a big question.
Yeah. Could this human automation idea genuinely lead to a future where human creativity isn't just, you know, freed up, but actually amplified, massively boosted?
Mm.
Could it spark breakthroughs we haven't even thought of yet?
Mm. What new kinds of problems could we solve if human energy was truly focused on the new, the creative, the visionary stuff, instead of just keeping the wheels turning?
Exactly. Food for thought.